Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So here's the thing. It's December. I don't feel like doing serious things. So I'm going to speak about a politician, but I'm not going to speak about politics per se.
Okay.
On Saturday, Sporo, Paul, our deputy president, Mashatile, he ran the People's Marathon, which is actually the Soweto Marathon, sponsored by African Bank. And he ran 10 kilometers. Now, there's a video of him at the end of the race, presumably. He's not sweating. Nothing. Yeah. Listen, I run. You know, I run every day. I swim. I got an elliptical machine at home. I got a gym. And bruh, as fit as I am, even I sweat. I'll do like a five and I'll still sweat. Paul wasn't sweating. Here's the thing about this. The week prior, people were saying Upoli Akulega because he was moving around in the G20 some type of way, And you remember, obviously, last year, he actually did almost faint while he was giving a speech.
Yeah.
And obviously, people started questioning his health. And I think that really got to him. So I reached out to two people in his team and I asked, did he really run the 10K? The one person said, yes, he did, because he wanted to prove that he's fit and healthy.
Okay.
The other person just laughed.
That says a lot.
I don't know.
That says a lot.
They laughed and said, why are you guys like this? What are we? Are you the sports person?
Nah, he didn't run.
What?
Zero. And there were shuttles, guys. There were shuttles saying, if you can't make it to a particular point, they'll come fetch you. I believe he wasn't one of those. One of us, a golf cart at the back somewhere. And in the last kilometer, they were like, okay, let's go. Let's do this.
In his defense, though. I saw a lady who responded to me on Twitter, because I asked this on Twitter. She responded saying she was running alongside him.
For all 10.
And she says for 5 kilometers, got to be humming the Secret Service.
Okay, then five, we can take it. I'll take five.
Guys, you know what? Call me naive, but you know, there's a video of him really sweating, and I don't know which video
one.
You saw. It's there. I'll find it. And he was really sweating. And you could see Rishem, he is putting in the work.
I think he must take his colleagues with him. There's some other ministers. I don't want to talk about them. No name dropping.
Oh, please. But like, quit, they can't run anything.
I didn't want to name drop back. But there's also that minister who, when he started in office, he was like, hey, my fitness journey.
Gaten.
Exactly. So I don't know how far that went.
Gaten never sees through anything. Empty promises and lies.
To be fair, remember, Ciz, you've said you're part of the 1% who don't get headaches.
Yeah.
I'm one of the 1% who don't sweat when I gym. So
really?
I think so.
Do you do 5 kilometers?
Well,
do you get to 10?
I've run that far.
And you didn't sweat at all?
It's just a little, like a little glaze.
Guys, hold on. I didn't want to have to bring this up. Have you seen Paul just walking?
Yes.
Just walking.
Yes.
He looks like he's having a difficult time.
Yes.
How much more when he's running? I'm not saying he couldn't run.
Yes.
But I'm saying running 10Ks is difficult.
I'm just saying,
especially for him.
Maybe he doesn't sweat like me.
I don't believe he did it. I'm just saying, maybe he started when the gun went off. He was there. Somewhere along the lines, he disappeared. At the end of what? You know that 1 kilometer? He was there too. That's what I'm saying.
Does it make a difference though? Do you think it'll worsen his chances if people believe he's unhealthy? Because he really wants to be the next president. And right now, I guess he's next in line because he's a deputy.
I don't believe so.
His walking there by the G20 really did make me think, what's going on?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's sad, but when you're in office, your health becomes our business. Because if you're not fit for office, I mean, we saw that picture of Donald Trump sleeping in the Oval Office. So it
I don't know if
topic.
It affects, you know, him or his chances. I don't think we think like that as South Africans. We'll probably vote for him, even if he's in a wheelchair. Like, I feel like South Africans sometimes, guys, we go left.
No.
Like, we really go left.
No.
In his defense, though, again, right? Mm. People that run a lot, their joints get painful because they eat away the cartilage, right?
Right.
Their knees, they walk very funny, but they can run.
But also, Cesar, do we know if the deputy president is a runner? That's also another thing.
I don't know.
You see?
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Did Sporo run the 10K? Or is shy?
First things first.
No, I think Paul did run, man. Because now I remember I used to jog I used to wake up maybe around 5, something like that, you know, jog, something around like 8Ks. So when I was about to get home, like my senkatel, I just walk. And then I remember this one lady, like, so I was like, manju ubuya, no, I'm coming back from jogging. He's like, how? Manju wanga chuluganga, yeah. You know, but I did actually do the kilometers. It's just that, yeah, I was just walking that last portion. And umchulugubonga seko, so it does happen.
Yes, but are you over 60?
Oh, please come to my gym. So the lady that says that she doesn't sweat, please, Sanaluam, I was you also until I joined the gym I'm currently at. My trainer will make sure you discover all your sweat glands in places you never even thought you had them. Oh, Sanaluam, please come to my gym. You will sweat.
Yes, Kat. If you're not sweating, you're not working hard enough.
I see. I see. I call. I know. Now I'm shooting. I run the comrades.
The guy is no ways. Paul, he knows. If his health is in question, then he's not going to, you know, be able to get elected. Look at Joe Biden, dog. That has left the office. And next thing, Donald Trump was our president, was the president again. So, health is very important as a politician.
Hola, Sleepy Joe.
Right now, I don't think he did. I even think Woody, they even got a sleeping bag for him. I don't think he's got Paul Mashatile. Okay, that race. I know.
You are so proud. Even the ANC Twitter account started retweeting. They were very, very proud of that achievement.
Sister World Team. I cannot hardly. Mashatile cannot run to save his life. I cannot hardly.
Deish.
But the only thing we know is to run our mouths on it. I don't think that guy ran. And even if he did, it's definitely shuttles and stuff.
But why is it that whenever Paul and his team report something, you guys don't believe them? They reported that they once had somebody shoot at the vehicle that he was driving in. The windshield was cracked. Why is it that we don't believe them when they say things? What makes Paul so untrustworthy in your eyes?
Guys, hi, Deputy President Unamang Azanga Kijime. I was there. I was running 10Ks Nami, and we left him at the podium. Bas Jericho, so the Deputy President, is there, and I saw him sendlula lapha kustart, and he didn't run. That's a lie. Unless bamhambise ngemoto and then bazomfaka sekazoqeda. But sina simshiye lapha ku podium. He didn't run. Lebo from Takane.
Hey, Lebo from Takane. Look, so that in itself is not enough evidence to say he didn't run. He could have ran behind you, started after you. If you were saying you left him behind and then on fixed at the finish line and you didn't see him overtake you, then I'd believe you. But he could have been running behind you, you see?
Yes, it's easy. 10Ks, it's not child's play. If you haven't ran before, that never be able to. So now, if Paul, he's not well, well, this, I doubt Uguti, he did run that 10K. Nah, I doubt.
And he ran it in an impressive time as well, 90-something minutes. Bonil?
Ay, Mashaya. Mashaya, ufana noskumba. Mina, I don't think Uguti, he ran the full 10Ks. A friend of mine was there running, and she was just complaining, Uguti, you know, the deputy president's security detail is just causing them traffic. And it kind of makes me think of that story of the tortoise and the rabbit, you know? Make a plan to get to the finish line. I think he just made a plan to get to the finish line.
So Gugu and I ran a 10K about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We ran it comfortably. Julia Joseph was there as well. So it's not that it's impossible. You can do it. You know, and you can do it in that amount of time as well. Less than 2 hours, all of that.
Yeah, 2 hours is reasonable.
I'm just saying, guys, like 90 minutes. To run 5Ks, it would take you 45 minutes at a reasonable pace.
Do you? That's...
Maybe ideally, 40
yes.
even.
Yes, ideally, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
40 yeah. minutes.
Sure. Clearly, I'm behind.
This is why you don't sweat.
Sizwe. Labantu bathanda ukudla imali, uyazi.
How?
Badle nemali yomjuluko.
That's funny.
I watched the interview after the race, after he ran. He says he finished his 10Ks in 1 hour, 20 minutes. That's not bad. Yeah. And he was asked if he's going to do the 21 next year. He said no. He's going to improve on his time. He would rather do it, say, in 1 hour. He's getting ready to finish the 10Ks in 1 hour next year. So I believe he ran it because I was watching the race on TV.
Yeah, 120 is a good time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
There's no way he's running a 10 in less than an hour. Yeah, you can forget that.
So are you sold on his fitness now?
No, I'm saying if he indeed ran. I mean, I'm just asking the question. All I said was he wasn't sweating when I saw him. So, guy, who's there, like?
Morning, Tina, when I born, I will put that in. Usporo, I'll just say, Cass, I'll just say, come over. You can't wish I wish I is Cass. And we are tall and thin now. Let me follow you with my own children to Usiril, Ugiva Laditiski. I'm man, I want to see now. So, for my freaking, we are pants. I'm going to have one away.
That's funny.
I'll just say, come over. Thank you, Puam.
So, have you seen that video of Cyril where he's walking at the airport?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'll just say, Cass. And it's, what's my palangalang? Pumangala. I never seen Cyril like that. I was like, oh, Cyril, got him soja. Anjan.
Sizwe, I'm one of those. If I don't run over 10 kilometers, I don't sweat that much. But 5 kilometers, I don't even sweat. The other kilometers up, I do sweat. And if he didn't run, but. And then he's seen at the front before the people that he ran before. Maybe somebody wore his button. You know, we wear the trackers. Maybe somebody wore the tracker for him. I figure I'm here. Never know.
And who knows security valet, you see?
I happen to work at the venue annually, specifically the Soweto Marathon. Number two, Paul Mashatile was not the first time running this year. He did it last year. He also did it the year before last. He always participates in this Soweto event. Yeah, sure, sis.
Sharp, sharp, sharp. He never just went to the office of Paul Mashatile.
Hey,
yes, that's all.
Good morning, Sizwe and team. Mina, I can confirm with our deputy president. Last year, he walked the 5 kilometers. So I saw him at the start walking with the then ASA president and some of his colleagues. But this year, I did not see him run because I was also doing the 21. However, I saw him by the finish when they were doing the prize giving. So he was also handing out the medals and prizes to the winners. By the way, he also had his own medal around his neck, so I'm not sure whether he did the entire 10K, whether he did run it or walk it. I'm not sure, but yeah, he was there the event.
He's wag. So he walked to 5 last year.
Yes.
This year we are kitchen with 10. I improve him on it. And he's getting older.
Hi, guys. It's 10Ks is not that bad. You can actually run 10Ks without even breaking a sweat. The ginga starts when it goes to about 15 to 20. Yeah, then that's when we start struggling. But 10Ks is not bad. I'm going to have a little faith on the man and say, he did. He did. I like to believe that he did. I like to believe that he did.
Morning team, morning seals the world. Sis, I'm a deputy. Mina, I'm a runner. And for that matter, I'm going to get my Soweto Marathon 10Ks. So I know who I'm going to fiwa.
One, when you see him walking, you start doubting him. Now when he proves he's healthy and he can run, you're doubting again. Can't ever abantu hey abantu hey ngekuthembe lutho ngabantu yazi. I will tell you this. Saturday was hot. I know because I was cleaning the pool. And I was just cleaning the pool and I was sweating. Bezikhala lapha bengadlalwa.
Eh, since the well. Yeah, ingazodlalwa ngathi man la. Ingazodlalwa ngathi. The very same guy lo bekabanjwe ngapha nangapha akungena some state president. Yeah, ugijime yazi man. Mhlawumbe inhliziyo beyigijima.
Uncle Sis and the team. Abantu umanyanyatha ubengayiqala kuphi konje i-10 or ubezowakhela nje. Hayi ningadlali ngokhol manje.
That's funny.
This country is so traumatized, and you guys don't believe anything.
Share since I don't
believe
I'm going to be a good one. Hey, who's the same? Getting cool. 10. We're going to get that's 5. I want to share 5. We're still calling 5. But yeah, it is what it is.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.